Who is this on the hotline now?
Would be your friend, Steve Byrne.
I refuse to talk to him. No, the connection's bad.
There's no...
Steve Byrne, how are you, sir?
Hi, how are you?
See, even in his condescending hello, it's still a much better... We just talked to TJ Miller, and we had such a horrible connection, we ended up having to hang up. But you sound loud and clear, my half-Asian friend. How are you?
Good. He was probably calling from a bottle of Jaeger, I think.
You like him? You know him? He's pretty damn funny.
I do. He's awesome. Yeah, I just saw him like 2 weeks ago in New York City.
If there was a house fire, and inside that house was two people about to burn to death, one of them was TJ Miller, and the other one was Gary, who would you save? You can only save one.
Oh, TJ, without a doubt.
Yeah, world needs him more.
You know what I find is that Gary is kind of like your Spanish, where you pretend to hate him, but deep down inside you might really like him.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not. Maybe
I don't know about that. I think TJ and I would stand outside that house and pop popcorn.
Oh, my God.
This is our friend, the hilarious Steve Byrne, joining us, who has got another... I got to tell you, most people have like maybe 1 hour special in them, and this is what? Special number three?
Four.
Four?
It's not enough, is what I'm learning. This is number four, yeah.
It is on Showtime. Showtime's become the new spot for stand-up now. It used to be HBO, now it's all Showtime.
Yeah, look, you know, if you want to sign a $40 million deal, you go to Netflix. If you want a few hundred bucks, you go to Showtime.
I will watch a show that is on Showtime. I'm more likely to, even though I'm a Netflix customer, because of the rotation of the comedy. I will see it at all. I'll go, oh, there's Steve's show, and I'll watch it again.
Yeah, they do a bang up job. So it's flattering to, you know, look, it's flattering to get your hour up anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I honestly feel like in like another year, comics now are saying I have an hour special. I think like in another year, it's just going to go, I have an hour, because they're not as special as they used to be, because it seems like they're everywhere now.
You're absolutely right. And the other problem that you guys are facing is, there's so many outlets for it that every jerk-off who can come up with 30 minutes is going to stretch that to an hour now and be on CISO or WESO or Poo Poo, and they're going to just keep putting it in all those places. But really, when you want the big dogs, you know you're going to Showtime, HBO, Comedy Central, or Netflix. And Steve Byrne's Tell the Damn Joke premieres on Friday. See, that's a tough spot. Tonight. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to be out drinking a couple of beers. I'm going to have to catch the replay.
That's okay. I appreciate you want, but the good news is we can always depend on our good friend Gary Cannon to never stretch his 2 minutes of material into an hour.
Gary's going to be like, I got a 12-minute special, and it involves a lot of Cole's talk.
And it comes out on cassette.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's talk about what's really, when's the next sitcom? What are we working on? What do we got going on?
We're working on something. We're pretty close, but you know, I mean, I'm sure you guys know you don't like to talk about anything until the ink dries. So just kind of waiting until it's, you know, official. But yeah, we're getting close.
You had told us about a movie idea that I thought was really good. I don't want to give anything away, but I thought that was good. Is that still in the works or no?
It's very much in the works. Okay. Yeah, I literally was talking to the fellas about it yesterday. So we're it's like, it seems like there's all these things that are kind of in the wings that everything moves here at a glacial pace.
Yeah.
In California. So you're just kind of keeping your fingers crossed and you work as hard as you can. But yeah, we're getting pretty close on some stuff, and I'm almost done with this documentary on the amazing Jonathan. You guys remember Jonathan?
Sure, oh, absolutely, yeah. He was one of the first guys that I saw where I was like, this guy is nuts, and he was great. And even though he did like magic stuff, he was totally a comedian.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was a staple on Comedy Central in like the '90s.
Right.
You know, 3 years ago, he was told he had a year to live, so he's outlived that the doctor's predictions, and he was just like, you know, I'm going to hit the stage again. I thought somebody should document that, and then I just thought, well, somebody, why don't you just document that? So I grabbed a camera and we went out to Boston and Connecticut and filmed his first few shows coming back, and we also documented his storied career. So that'll be done probably like another month or two. We're pretty close on the edit. So
wow, that's good. That's very interesting stuff, man. I love when we get to see inside and behind the workings of things, and he is somebody that's been around since I want to say we were kids, like teenagers, and all the comedians seem to love him, and also such a staple in Las Vegas. Everybody's heard of him that's been out there. So I just really want to know if there's a show that you're working on that Galvin and I could be on again.
Yeah. That'd be great. I mean, hopefully this one has a longer run. But, yeah, I mean, of course, I'd love to have you guys around.
I don't know. I'm good. I mean, that was three seasons, man. That was
pretty good.
You got three seasons. Most people can't even say they got out of their pilot. You got three seasons on a good show. So this next one, hopefully it's like in prison or something where Galvin and I could play other prisoners.
Well, I think anytime you work with Gary Cannon, you feel like a prisoner. And he was the warm-up on the show and just, you know, what a nightmare.
Is he what brought you down, do you think? Do you think that the audience wasn't warm enough for Sullivan and Son?
Gary brings anybody down. I mean, I don't know why I'm friends with him, to be honest with you.
I've never somebody so much that I like so much.
But that's
Gary.
All Gary's Thanks. Twitter feed is making fun of Steve and saying terrible things about Steve.
That's true. He deserves it.
Meanwhile, the only way he's living is because of Steve.
Yeah, that's true. And Conan, a little bit. Steve Burns special, Tell the Damn Joke.